Ooh, we back just like heaven. Got the package from RI. What's in the box? Like 7. 25th anniversary N64 was always our job on that 007.
Wow, he threw it all in there.
Jesse.
The package has landed.
The package has landed. I never like thought. Well, first off, shout out to RRI. It's on the bill in the fall to make marijuana recreational.
I don't think it's really going to do it.
I think so. Connecticut raised the bar the other day.
They're going to fuck the growers with that one, though. Big time fuck the growers.
Oh, of course. Of course they
are. They're already saying they're only supposed to allow certain amounts. They're going to tax them this and that. It's like, whatever. It's gonna drive black market crazy is what's going to happen.
Yeah. And let's be serious. I mean, growing weed isn't the hottest job in the world. And it's not the easiest job in the world because I can't fucking do it.
Yeah, it's definitely not easy. I've seen some crazy operations. I'm like, this is a real job.
Well, I've seen the operations, but then you always hear the stories of like, dude, my shit got mites.
Yeah, oh, the spider mites, dude. They ate everything.
My
like, I went away for the weekend. Yeah, I went away for the weekend. I came home. They're all, dude, it's webs everywhere. Yeah. We're going to have to press the rosin now, and that's going to be junk.
My newts.
Yeah. Dude, I used to have this pizza guy, right? He used to come deliver pizza to my house all the time. He'd smoke with me every time. He went on a big mite thing one time. He's like, yeah, dude, you ever think about this? We're smoking souls. I was like, all right, dude, it's time for you to leave.
What?
That's what he said, dude. He was dead serious. He's like, you ever think of that like that, though? He's like, that's what you're smoking. You're actually smoking something soul. I'm like, you are.
Yeah.
Whoa. Go back to selling pizza.
Whoa. Yeah. Calm down, brother.
Yeah, chill out, brother.
You're like, all right, man.
You got my wrestling tee on.
You're like, so how much for the pizza?
Yeah, I'm like, so I'm not going to order from Pizza King anymore.
He's like, he's the guy who like, I knew it was you, man, when I seen the order. You're like, but it's also 2020. Yes. My name pops up on the goddamn plinth.
I didn't understand. He'd literally come, drop the pizza off, and just chill for like a half hour, 45 minutes. I'm like, don't you got like other pizzas
to
deliver?
Where was he from? What pizza place?
Pizza King in Warwick.
We used to have a dude who came through from Papa Gino's Snacks.
I don't even know Snacks.
That's his name, Snacks. And every once in a while, even when I go back to town, I still see him. I think he delivers for somebody else now or something. Like, you know, one of those guys that's like in the pizza game and they like move the pizza place to pizza place.
Yeah, I have a feeling that's how this guy was because he loved delivering the pizza. Well, he loved smoking weed with the customers that were buying the pizza I bought.
That's so weird.
Yeah, shout out to that guy. Hell of a barbecue chicken pizza over there, Pizza King too.
That's
crazy. And they have pizza by the slice. Very, very rare around here.
That's crazy. One time, a Domino's girl got my number off the box or off my slip and like texted me after she dropped the food off. I was like, "Yo, just wanted to like holler at you, tell you like good looking." I was like,
"How'd she look?"
She was horrible.
Oh, yeah, of course.
She was like,
yeah, I mean that. Yeah,
not
I feel like
to
if
disrespect
you pull that
any
move.
Pizza delivery girls out there or anything like that.
Westcott got a couple good ones.
No, I can't do that anymore, yeah. Jesse. I can't do that. I'm a married man now. You were there to witness it.
You can always look. You don't have to like try the menu.
Dude,
I was disappointed. This was on the no playlist.
Yeah, dude. My aunts were all pissed off too. They came up, they're like, no electric slide. I'm like, dude, I made a statement to myself a long time ago when I used to work weddings at Quinesset Country Club in North Kingstown that I would never do like the electric slide. What's the other one? The boogie. The boogie one. I don't even know.
I don't know. Is it the electric slide? I thought it was
no, there's the
cha-cha slide.
No. I think they're two different ones. Charlie Brown. Bum, 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 bum.
That's the cha-cha slide, isn't it?
Is that the cha-cha slide or there's another one? Like,
I think so. I'm a chicken dance guy, personally.
You are a chicken dance. The polka.
I'm a big chicken dance. Yeah, I just like it because you can kind of like throw your own little spin on it. I like when you do the fly around. You know?
I just remember when we used to go to like the United States of America and shit. When they hit this, like kids would go straight crazy in the club.
Oh, yeah.
All hopped up.
I've definitely
up
been to a wedding.
All hopped up on saltwater taffy.
Oh, gross. I hate saltwater taffy.
I like anything chewy.
Yeah, I do. I'll settle for the Laffy Taffy.
Ooh, I like a good Laffy Taffy. Charleston Chew in the freezer.
Oh, I feel like we've talked about this on the podcast before.
I don't care.
I don't either. That's how fat we are.
That's what my new thing is. After I got married, I'm not doing it for anybody else anymore. I'm doing it for me.
Yeah. You're doing it for the both of us. You know, you're doing it for us.
Yeah, exactly. We're gonna do what we want to do, when we want to do it, however we want to do it.
So how is it? How's the married life? It's how was the staycation?
It was awesome. We went out to a few restaurants that we were peeping out. Jess, there's a couple spots we didn't know about. We weren't like, as more and more we get educated, more and more the longer that we're here. You know
I got to come back?
Absolutely. You and Linz.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's some like cool shit. We went on another ghost tour last night. I was like, all right, it's kind of getting old. Now it's getting old.
Yeah, I saw the pictures. Was it not, it wasn't that good?
Nah, the person who was doing it wasn't the best in the world. Yeah.
He wasn't Jordy?
No, it wasn't Jordy. It was a woman, too.
Oh, sounds terrible.
Yeah, dude. She had a little flashlight, and it wasn't even dark out yet, and she was, like, pointing to the graves, like, with the flashlight. No. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Put the fucking flashlight. Like, Kristen looked at me and knew I was like that. I'm like, all right, lady, put the flashlight away. Give it a break.
Yeah. You're like, all right. Like, come on. We're adults. She's like, and
it always starts with the same question. She's like, do you know the difference between a cemetery and a graveyard?
What? I don't. What is it?
So, the cemetery is connected to the church. A graveyard isn't.
Oh, okay. Really?
Huh. Or actually, I think it's vice versa. The graveyard's connected to the church. Yeah, exactly. Hit it again.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
The power of Christ compels you!
Ah! Dude.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so the wedding, getting back to the wedding, I wish Donnie was here so he could give like an outsider perspective, because me and you were kind of like in the... And the thing,
we were in it.
Dude, I've never felt like, and I'm a bartender, I get pulled in like directions at all times. I've never felt like more anxiety from people wanting to talk to me. And like, I was just like, it all went by so fast. I didn't eat anything. I didn't like, the only thing I ate was the little sandwich we got on the patio before the fucking thing that they took out of the girls'
room.
Dude,
those sandwiches, when we were all starving to death, they're like, oh, sorry, we forgot to give you this food. We just destroyed all of it.
No, it was like leftover food from the girls' room. They like ordered lunch in.
Oh, is that what it was? I thought they were like, oh, the way I heard them play it off was like, oh, sorry, guys, we had this for you. We just happened to forget it.
Yeah, there was like a little, like a Italian joint. My brother's like, you're going to eat that? It's got all the onions on it. I was like, kid, give me that thing. I ate like a little half of it. I was fucking burping up little onions on the altar and shit.
Yeah. Oh, gross. Yeah, me and Anthony, I was like, yo, you want to split? We'll go half and half on the sandwiches. So we split a roast beef and an egg sandwich.
Okay. Yeah, I just like thought like we were going to like be able to chill for a second. Like as soon as we got there, it's like, all right, pictures. And then like, I never realized how awkward like taking professional pictures is. Like, not that I take professional pictures any fucking. But we did fly the girl in from South Dakota. Like, we were ballers.
Yeah, she was cool. She was funny. We were dropping like disgusting, filthy jokes, and she was like, "Yeah, she was like, joke."
Yeah. And then like Gallo was so serious when we do like the token like running jumping picture. Our friend Anthony was like right up in the gym. I don't know. It was funny.
I could not jump to save my life.
No, dude, I haven't jumped that far in years.
I'm like, wait, we got to run and jump? Can't we just do like the stand?
I thought somebody's like ACL was gonna burst out like in that soft grass.
I thought I was going to dislocate my kneecap again. I'm like, oh, here we go. It's St. Patrick's Day all over again.
Yeah, then they got the fucking plastic bull out in the grass. And, of course, all my friends have to fucking grab the bull, pop the bull, pearl. I'm like, dude, this thing's going to fall over. Flash forward like 6 hours later, Kristen's on the bull taking pictures.
Yeah,
I'm like,
I saw
that thing's
going to
fucking break, dude. You're going to go down the first night we're married.
Yeah, that thing was definitely, it was to scale, that's for sure.
Yeah, Stonehurst, beautiful venue, beautiful day, dude. You couldn't ask for a better day of like, especially when you're all dressed up, hemmed up in like a 3-piece suit. Forget it.
We were like, if the heat was any more than that, it would have been terrible.
I don't know how Mike Bianco does it, walking around in those 3 pieces all the time.
Dude, he doesn't do the jacket. That's why he's a big vest guy.
Yeah, big vest guy. It's an investment.
Yeah, aha, I get it.
Yeah, but it was it was just like a really fun day. It was a crazy weekend, dude. Like, the weekend flew by. I was just like, flew in, did a bunch of stuff. It's like, you feel like kind of like a celebrity for the weekend a little bit.
You felt like a celebrity?
Yeah, till I got straight bombed on Saturday night before my wedding. Dude. I mean, I was fine.
Early.
I was in bed by 8:30. Yeah, as soon as we got our haircut, we were drinking Bloody Marys.
Yeah, I know. I was like, dude, wow.
I went to Tavern 12 in Warwick. Shout out to Tavern 12. And we drank all day there with my father and some friends. Then Spider shows up.
Oh, it's not Spider. Spider
shows up. Spider's a friend of ours who's a friend of ours. A friend of ours who's in a bike gang or a bike organization. And he's going by the...
Yeah, it's an organization.
He's going by the name Spider now. I never heard him called Spider. You never heard him called Spider. But I call him Spider every time I see him now.
Yeah, I'm just going to get a nickname just because. I think I'm going to go with Torque Wrench.
Snake.
I've been thinking about... No, I like Torque Wrench.
No, you're not a Torque Wrench. You're like razor
what
blade.
What am I? No.
Straight edge. No, that doesn't sound good.
But no, it's Torque Wrench.
Torque Wrench is whack, bro.
Spider's not?
Yeah, but I mean, that was, he said yes to that. I'm not saying yes to Torque Wrench.
I heard some other nicknames. I was like Sawdust.
No. Corkscrew. Laser.
Yeah.
What do I look like? What's my nickname? The Pelican. Like,
yeah, I can see that. The Pelican. Yeah, let's go with it.
Yeah, Chuck. The Pelican. My favorite movie is Pelican Brief with Denzel Washington. I'm going to be naming all kinds of Pelicans. Shout out to Zion. But it was a great time. My brother officiated the wedding, which was...
Wow, hell of a job,
Father. It was a good job. Kids never officiated. I think he started his own business. Shout out to my brother, Connor. Just bought his own house this week, too, on top of it. He's starting his own, his own pastor. I don't know what it's called, the branch.
Yeah, church.
Diocese. He's not his own diocese.
I don't know what it's called. You know, I'm a big religious guy, so I don't know. What.
Yeah. He started his own religion.
Priesthood.
You don't have to get out of bed. Everybody does it from bed on Sunday morning on Skype.
I could probably get down with that.
Yeah, everybody's just talking. He's like, yeah, just send the money in. Talk to you guys later.
Yeah. Yeah, right?
Oh, my God. Dude, so in the past few weeks, besides the wedding, thank you everybody who came out to the wedding, had a good time. It was awesome. It was literally the day of my dreams, the day of beyond my dreams, because I never really expected to have a wedding and feel like a real princess. But my beautiful wife, my bride, was absolutely breathtakingly beautiful. It was an awesome day, and it could never be duplicated, but thank you.
Congratulations.
Now, I got to get right into it. I think today's going to be, right off the bat, I think it's going to be a music-heavy episode. I did watch a lot of movies. The kid was off for 2 weeks, watched a lot of movies, but I also think I got my hunger back to get the notes going for the podcast. Not for us. Not for us, but for the viewers.
Yeah, I had big, big dreams and aspirations of doing a lot of notes this week. I took a lot of mental notes, so I did watch a lot of movies.
Dude, the only thing with the mental notes is I think I do have it all the time.
I forget them.
But then... I like see something again and I'm like, wow, I meant to put that in my notes.
Yeah, I'll do that. It's like back in the day, like in high school when I used to be like, yeah, I'm going to study. And I just read it. I'm like, oh, I know all this. And then as soon as the test comes, I'm like, I don't remember any of this.
Yeah, but if there was multiple choice, I was pretty good most of the time. Unless it was like
all
Spanish
the above.
Or something.
It was always all of the above.
Took 5 years of Spanish. I don't know fucking a whole sentence. 5 years, maybe see, 3 or 4.
I know like how to order some food off the food truck Spanish. That's about it. You just go do like this, like, just
uno.
Point. You know? Yeah, uno polo.
Yeah, yep.
Caliente.
Caliente.
Or if you want to get real filthy, you say chocha.
No, get out of here. You back the truck up right there. I usually just stick to the pitches and the numbers.
Yeah, me too. I'm like, uno. Just give me every.
No, you can't, uno, be, you can't be the guy who does like the one single Spanish word, like, hey, how are
you're
you?
Like,
I'll have uno por favor. I just spoke Spanish.
Yeah, that guy's the biggest douche on the face of the earth.
Yeah, he's like, cerveza? Like the guy who just comes up to the bar and says it for no reason. He's like, hey, a couple cervezas with mi hombre.
And he's always with his boy and he gives him like the elbow, like, aren't I funny? And his boy's like, dude, shut up. You're embarrassing me.
It's a Spanish boy, but he's not even, he's like, I'm black, dude.
Yeah, if your boy is Spanish and you do it, then it's funny.
Yeah, but I feel like your Spanish boy would be like, nah, man.
He'd be like, see.
Yeah, even though most Spanish people who I wait on are definitely talking so much shit about me the whole time I'm at the table.
Oh, yo,
dude,
that's
so
my
much
favorite
shit. I wish I could just know for one day.
Just learn sign language. You want to really blow people's minds? Start talking the sign language, and then everyone gets a little weird.
I'm not
Everybody
doing
gets
sign
swag.
Language.
Nobody
I can barely speak English.
All right. Well, you're over there trying to talk. You said you know four sentences in Spanish.
I said I don't. I said I took. See, that's because you're dyslexic. I said I took 4 years of Spanish. I took 4 years of Spanish, and I don't remember anything. I can't even do one sentence. You like jumbled that backwards. All up in your head. Get your mind out of the gutter.
That's why I talk sign language.
That's why they call you fucking, what do you call it? Corkscrew.
That could be my sign.
No, what was it? Torque wrench?
Torque wrench, yeah.
What was your name?
Corkscrew. Torque wrench.
Is that what it was?
No, that's what I called myself, yeah. You are like that
after you just did all that math in your head. Hey, torque wrench.
Yeah, see, I am a torque wrench, I told you. So stupid.
I did see a lot of movies this week. But,
yeah, that's
like I said, it's going to be a music-heavy jam. And I have to say, coming off the rip, the Lloyd Banks album.
I only listened to what you had me listen to at the barbershop.
Dude, it's fire. It sounds like old shit, but it's really good. And I feel like his voice is clearer to me than before because that was always my complaint. I couldn't understand what he was saying. But he rips up this album and talks shit to the industry a little bit. I mean, does he deserve the respect? I think so. At one point, he was pretty good, but he's not like a people like put him in the discussion is like a punchline king, which is horrible. Some people would say that at one point. I mean, that's what he used to call himself too. But like, I think he ain't got nothing on Fabulous and Jada, but this album kind of was nasty to me, but it was good. It was one of my favorites.
Yeah. I just listened to like what you had me listen to. I mean, it sounded like him. I'm just not a big Lloyd Banks guy. I mean, it sounded like Lloyd Banks. It was almost exactly what I thought it was going to sound like.
If you want to roll the song, we can listen to that.
Yeah, we can roll one up. Death by Design, Lloyd Banks, from the album The Course of the Inevitable.
You know what? You talk too much and need to shut the fuck up. I'm shitting hard again, back up the dump truck. You underneath the tough luck. I've been around the block before, know what's what. Celebrated consistently, blue should've never toast you niggas one cup. I was falling apart inside but kept my physical solid. You heard the sounds, they throwing shots at me. I 52 blocked it, life is a bumpy ride. I had to kick a few to fuck out it. Probably could've forgave some of them, missed the principle about it. I fell but grandma told me, baby, you gon' be okay. This shit ain't done, even though sometimes it may seem that way. A nigga run the plan, we gon' have a DOA. I dip a few blocks, leave a bitch with my cousin. People stay, money don't make the man. But you better learn how to make you some. Envy or hide behind compliments, so watch who you take them from. Long story short, a life's a bitch, you got to make her come. I got shit I'm willing to die for, y'all better pray for them. Fuck your mind, I ain't got the time, death by my design. You be acting bitch made all the time, dog you out of line. Talking just to talk, ain't got a real reason behind the rhyme. Gotta be 100, getting money is the bottom line. Nice and then all these niggas out combined. You still gotta remind these niggas time to time. You know anything about me, you know I'm a shine. You grindin', it's relatable, my zodiac's a dollar sign. You thought my first was a fluke, I couldn't believe y'all. Every nightmare I had, I woke up and brought me a dream car. Masculine when I'm tapping in, keep the gossip between y'all. Hope you grow what you local though, never rocked in the ring, dog. Crazy keyboard killer, ain't got about that apartment yet. You got a few fits, talking designer with the architect. Your favorite rappers meme you to death, your balls ain't sharpened yet. You jokers can't get the time of day with the narcolep. You big shots are supposed to be busy. Still got the time to vent. Couldn't bear what I net. Kevin Durant, Ja Morant. Everybody behind the camps, Bahama stamp. You know the ropes, put the dancing around behind you, champ. Always been branded, might see the logo in any spot. Six figures off of hoodies every drop. Hydraulic pump making the Chevy hop. One of the illest niggas that ever do it. Dead or not, fuck your mind. I ain't got the time, death by my design. You be acting bitch made all the time. Dog, you out of line. Talking just to talk, ain't got a real reason behind the rhyme. Gotta be 100, getting money is the bottom line. Nice and then all these niggas out combined. You still gotta remind these niggas time to time. You know anything about me, you know I'm a shine. You grinding, it's relatable. My zodiac's a dollar sign. Mind your business, ain't in my business meetings. Thank you for constant disbelieving. My gift is streaming in different regions. Another run, I'ma pick a believing. My trip's Belizean. I'm booked this season, you serious? Is a hooker freezing? Punches ringing like King Davis and late payments. Too many dead pounds around me, I had to make changes. Coats so heavy, they break hangers. You got to check the pockets. You're moving backwards, more withdrawals and less deposits. I see you out there complaining. I've been cooking, damn. Speaking on me like you know me, never shook my hand. Before you die, gotta make it out of the hood's the plan. Red circles, middle of white tees, the looks Japan. Don't need my number, 9 out of 10, I ain't picking up. Liquor goons got the heart of a lion with the cup. Everybody chasing the bag till somebody zips it up. You gon' leave a body here struggling, no rich as fuck. Fuck your mind, I ain't got the time. Death by my design. You be acting bitch made all the time. Dog, you out of line. Talking just to talk, ain't got a real reason behind the rhyme. Gotta be 100, getting money is the bottom line. Nice and then all these niggas out combined. You still gotta remind these niggas time to time. You know anything about me, you know I'ma shine. You grinding, this relatable.
Yeah, little new Lloyd Banks. I kind of like this, like, there's definitely a movement in New York of, like, some old, like, 2000 shit, so I kind of want to hear, I don't know, this is just, like, the age group that I grew up, like, Lloyd Banks, G-Unit, and that stuff, so I'm always excited to hear something new, especially when it's good, because there's not really a lot of them dudes that are actually good out of that era. There's some, like, The Game, 50 Cent, but, like, some of the side guys, like, Tony Ayo sucks.
Did you see Trick Daddy said Beyonce can't sing?
No.
Yeah, he started a big beef with Beyonce and Jay-Z. It's amazing. He looks like a fat crackhead now.
He is a fat crackhead.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Sugar water, mate, eight mayonnaise sandwich. Trick little kids. Yeah, he never was good. He had like a couple bangers, though.
He did. He had a couple. It's because there wasn't just him.
There was like, baby, because I'm a thug.
Yeah, that was like the banger. That was one I remember.
That whole like album, I think, was good. I think he just had like a good streak.
Yeah,
he had good beats. It was all like Jazzy Faye joints.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and I would say too, all the new shit, a lot of it has like that Griselda sound. I feel like a lot of stuff that's been coming up on like my release radar is all like, there's a Master Ace song that just came out, and it's like that style.
Really? Yeah, I feel like a lot of songs are just like three or four guys going in lately from New York, at least.
Yes, exactly.
I don't know. Did you listen to any of that DMX album, The Exodus?
I didn't like it.
There was a couple jams on it. The one with Jay-Z and Nas, I listened to a couple times, but I feel like that one was like just pieced together.
What, you didn't like the one with Bono?
Dude, that's the one that's like the highest rated off the album. People thought that went hard.
I don't know. I like the one with Alicia Keys because of Alicia Keys.
No, Ashanti.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, you know what I mean. I'm dyslexic.
Usually, Donnie's here to correct me. Now I'm correcting you. Because you're usually all stoned just in the background, like, yeah, dude.
Yeah, exactly. I got to do a lot of talking. I can't keep up.
That's awesome.
I feel like I'm all out of whack.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I legit didn't have like any weed, which sounds like horrible for somebody to say at my age. Like, I didn't have any weed, man. But I like didn't have much. I was like waiting for this. Dude, I was like tracking it. I put in the little tracking number. It's like, doo-doo-doo-doo. And then I'm like, oh, man. I'm like, oh, man. Is it like, you think it's held up somewhere? But then it said even on like the receipt, like, yeah, like right there.
It's funny because I checked on it too.
I like checked on it so much. Last night I was like, yesterday was my day off. So I was like, you think there's a chance it might come in the morning? Like a little kid, like,
There's no way. No, the post office don't play that shit. It's 2 days no matter what.
Baby, because I'm a thug.
Dude, I actually listened to it today right after I read the article.
Did you?
Yeah, but I mean, who the fuck, like, it's, you're just trying to get some music, some streams. You must be broke if you're just trying to say, oh yeah, Beyonce, you suck. Like, who the fuck is Trick Daddy?
Oh shit, I just seen it. Trick Daddy says Beyonce can't sing.
Yeah, he said something about Jay-Z too. I read, like,
no, the video's only 3 minutes long. We should just play it.
All right, let's see what, who the hell were we just talking about? Trick Daddy. Trick Daddy. Says Beyonce can't sing. It comes right up.
Yo, he is like viral though. It's all over this shit.
For 3 minutes, 24 seconds?
Yeah. It looks like he's in like his straight. Like,
man, you put bug spray on a beat and it ain't nothing to that.
So let me get this straight. The United States just surpassed almost 600,000 people died from, right? We got businesses that's closing down because they'll have employees. I went to the club last night to try to buy me a bottle of Patron with my friend, my homeboy, a double shot of Remy, and they ain't have no more because they ain't got enough people to work at the shipping press to get the liquor out here, right? I'm just getting this straight. Then, January 6th, Donald Trump called an insurrection to the state capitol where they stormed, assaulted, and threatened lives of our people in the same country we live and die for, right? and all y'all got to do is worry about and try to assassinate my character about who I like and who I think can't sing. People, really listen to yourself. That's my opinion. That's my opinion. Beyonce, the number one performer I ever seen besides of Michael Jackson, Chris Brown. Can she sing? Yeah. She can't sing. She ain't my top. Beyonce ain't Stephanie Mills. She ain't Patti LaBelle. She ain't Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey. She ain't the Adele. But that's my opinion. That she might be your Adele. She might be your Whitney Houston. That's my opinion. I told my homeboys, oh, Chris Brown is on the level of Michael Jackson. They like, you crazy, you disrespecting the king. Blah, blah, blah. The Thriller album did this. I'm telling you something I feel, and I'm telling you something that Michael Jackson told Chris Brown himself. Mike was a fan of Chris Brown and told Chris Brown, I like everything you do, how you sing, how you represent, and how you perform. I'm a big fan of yours. That's huge. Keep up the work, Breezy. A lot of people don't like Drake. Do I think Drake is my favorite rapper in the world? No, everybody know my favorite rapper is Tupac. But you gotta respect Drake because he got more hits than anybody Tupac, in the baby. History. Do he got enough Grammys, enough hardware? No. Because a lot of things go different ways for different reasons. Now, I'm gonna tell you again.
Do you have a bottle of Clorox?
Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey, Adele, Stephanie Mills, Shirley Murdoch, Betty Wright, the late great Miss Betty Wright. Those are my favorite singers. Those are the people I believe that are vocalists that have a strong voice and a strong thing. For y'all, for all y'all who think that my opinion don't matter, come get you a shot. Come get you a shot of this. Cause you ain't gonna.
I thought he was gonna do it.
I know, that was whack. That's what everybody was all up in arms about.
She can sing, she can't sing.
No, she can't sing.
She can sing, she can't sing.
That wasn't like what I thought it was gonna be. I thought it was gonna be something crazy. That was dumb.
She can sing. That's some Trick Daddy sing. Shit. Oh, like, no, it's a dope ass song, dude. Can we throw on a Trick Daddy song for him one time?
Remember those walls I built? Well, baby, they're tumbling down. And they didn't even put up a fight. They didn't even make the sound. I found a way to let you in.
Screw it!
Oh, hit me up with some of that thug. Yeah, that's like that. Hit him in the chest with it. One time. One time again in the head. With Buddy Roll, y'all. Check it out.
I don't know what this world's gonna be, but I know one thing, that this is the life for me.
Baby, cause I'm a thug.
He did have a couple bangers.
He had a couple. The one that I like is Blow in the Wind.
I like this one too. This is a, I don't know that one, the name of it. I like this one. This one?
Yeah,
this
is it. Oh, yo, Breezy had dirty ass. Yo, Breezy had dirty ass.
This is the best. We'll give the one.
I love sugar. Big boy kills this guy. Clean, decent women.
Pay close attention.
Sugar.
Yo, butter pecan, put it right there on the tip of my tongue, hold it right here. Cause baby, if I bite you, I bet you'll like it. French vanilla's a hell of a flavor for me, with strawberries, two cherries, and whipped cream. The best dreams are the wet dreams, and the rest is just a flick without a sex scene. Orally, I speak the truth, cause the blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. Cause Florida oranges and Georgia peaches, when they nice and ripe, they the best for eating. All Southern boys be craving for old slice of pie after they main course. So if you game for it, I came for it. I got a thing for you that I can't ignore.
Sugar coming.
His first
greasy
album's
ad,
called
little, Greasy Ad Little Ad Dirty Ad Little.
His first album's called www.thug.com.
Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
It's like a picture of him. It looks like an old school, like Windows slip 95, and just a picture of him with a grill.
Dude, Slip and Slide Records.
That is funny. Trina, shout out to Trina.
Trina was on Slip and Slide Records.
Really?
No, yeah, Sugar Water Ain't Mayonnaise Sandwich. Yeah.
What a lyricist.
Yeah, he had a couple bangers though back in the day. www.thug.com.
I mean, if I would have to say, I listen to more Trick Daddy than I listen to Beyonce. I mean,
yeah, definitely.
So what does that tell you?
I'm big into the Beyonce. I'm a big Beehive guy.
You better fucking not be.
All right, so I got a question for you. I got a bunch of movies and shit I watch, but know what I tried to watch today, the first episode, because there's a big cult following and I wanted to kind of give it a, when I went to the gym today, back at the gym, Jess, took 2 weeks off, the kid's back in the gym.
Ooh. Oh, shit.
I've been watching mad of those wrestling documentaries, so I'll do like a straight, woo!
Yeah.
I'll do like a straight, you know what I mean, Gene?
You know what I mean, brother?
Yeah. Into the stratosphere. I totally forgot what I was just saying.
It had a big cult following.
Oh, first episode of Rick and Morty.
Oh, trash.
Not like my thing.
I do not get it. I don't know what the thing is. I don't.
It was like kind of funny, but it was like kind of like weird.
I don't know. I can't get into it. I just don't get it.
Did you try it?
Yeah, I've tried it.
Because everybody like loves it. I just like, it boggles my mind that I like things and then some people have such a, I'm like, it's okay. And some people are like, I love this so much. I guess like anime is like that. Like I don't love anime. I've tried a bunch of them.
No.
I say it's a drug. You tried the new anime?
Yeah, I've tried them all.
Yo, have you tried the new anime?
Yeah, I tried them all.
Yo. Did you try the new anime?
I don't understand it. What, Gallo? Yeah. Yeah, we fired Donnie. No, I'm kidding.
He's like, I'm going to text him right now. Yeah, the anime. But the Rick and Morty was a little weird. Like, people wear the t-shirts and shit. Like, if you like something that much, I guess you're going to like it, but it's not my thing.
I actually just saw there's a Wendy's in California, yeah. And they switch it to Morty's or whatever it was for the day. And I'm like, people were saying they were in line for like 3 hours, 4 hours. Yeah, okay. I'm all set.
Yeah, like I don't even understand. They probably just gave you like a new burger wrap. Like the paper around the burger was different.
I seen what it was. It was like some special. It was like whatever they eat in the show. They like changed some.
They had like a Taiwanese sauce or something, and it was big on that show. So they ended up bringing it back.
Yeah, or was it the Saskatchewan sauce?
Yeah, that's what it was. I think that's what it was.
That was from Taiwanese sauce.
I was such an asshole. I said Taiwanese.
Taiwanese sauce. Yeah, what Saskatchewan.
I'm an asshole. That was an asshole.
I don't even know if I'm saying it right. I think that's like...
No, Szechuan.
Saskatchewan.
No, Szechuan.
I don't know. I can't fucking read, I guess.
Yeah, right. We're both assholes. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Donnie would be the one laughing right now like we're both assholes.
Yeah, like what are you fucking two idiots talking about again?
I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Shout out to Donnie for letting the kids play while he's away.
Yep. Flight got canceled. He had to save his girl today.
I know. Where was she coming from? Does anybody know?
I have no idea. That must suck, man. What happens if your flight gets canceled? You just gotta get a hotel for that or just sleep at the airport?
Well dude, we were supposed to come... We were supposed to come home on like a Tuesday. Well, everything ended up working out. It was on a Wednesday, but they like pushed back our flight from 7:30 to 10:30 at night. So our connecting flight in Baltimore, we would have never even got. And there was no flights out of Baltimore the next day even to like go on another flight to get home. So like we were going to have to drive like 14 hours. Right? My fiance at the time's grandmother, who's 84 years old with an English accent.
That would have been a hell of a road trip.
Yeah, but I love her. Don't get me wrong, but that would have been a long ride with everybody in the car. Let's be serious.
Yeah, 14 hours. I'm glad I had to do it alone. I'm not glad I had to. I'm glad I did it alone. I don't think I could sit in the car listening to someone for that long when I'm trying to make good time.
Why are you trying to make good time? What are you in fucking Days of Thunder?
Yeah, exactly.
Other movie. What did you watch? Anything? You want to spit something off?
I did.
Where's one of those mental notes?
I got a mental written down note. Oh, actually, have you been watching Hell's Kitchen?
Yeah. Which one?
MasterChef?
MasterChef and Hell's Kitchen.
I've been watching them both.
I don't know if I've seen the last two episodes of each, like the last one episode of each.
I'm up to date on Hell's Kitchen, MasterChef. Oh my God, if that girl cries one more fucking time, I hope she gets voted off. I can't stand her. Bryn.
Yeah, but there was somebody else that was like worse than her.
No, it's her.
Yeah, Antonio.
Oh, I hate that
dude,
guy.
He's
too.
Horrible. Who's your,
dude, he's not gonna last much longer. But I'll tell you what, the two I like the kid Steve.
I like Eric. No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know if it's any, I know
he won
the chubby
first
kid.
Challenge for the no. The dude who won Steve. The first Steve. Is that Steve?
With the dreads.
Yeah. I like him.
Yeah. Yeah, I like him too. I like he's him. Like the, and I like the other
kid. What
is kid.
He? No, what is he? That like he's everybody's like a sous chef or whatever. He's like the chef de pâté.
Yeah, he's a he's a beast. He used his. I don't know if you're up to date. He used his like punishment pass this time. He went with the girls, and the girl from Rhode Island actually like stayed for the punishment.
Oh, dude, you just spoiled it.
Oh, that's not trust me.
I don't even care. Chef de pâté.
Yeah, the de pâté.
Then the other one. So the master chef. Do you have like? Do you like anybody more than anybody else right now?
Well,
I've only watched like the tryouts.
That's all that. So I haven't watched the new one yet. Okay. There's only been three tryouts, and they got me on the third tryout. It was only a half hour episode. I was tight.
Was that what it was?
Yeah, I was watching. All of a sudden, they're like, "All right, that's it. We gave away all the aprons. See you next week." I was like, "Wait, what the fuck?" I all thought I was gonna get like maybe a little mini cook off or something. Like, yeah, chop some. Who could chop the onions the best?
I don't know who I like. I'm like trying to think because, dude, you know the one kid from Rhode Island that like was on the last season.
You ever watch his YouTube?
But he's on TikTok, dude. He's like blown the fuck up.
It must be the same ones that he puts on YouTube because YouTube has like the mini clips.
He like throws the knife down in to start the video off. He throws the knife in the cotton one.
But he's always like, slapping the pork.
Yeah, they probably just make like a super cut of it off his TikToks. But dude, he's got like millions of viewers.
Yeah, he does on YouTube too. It's insane. Every time I watch his videos, it's like
he's
40 million
views. He's actually good.
He is good. I mean, hey, Gordon Ramsay's got to show you a thing or two.
Chef de Depate. That's the name of this episode.
I'm actually about to start a cooking YouTube. I bought the ring light and everything. I got the lapel mic. I'm ready to go.
No, you're doing it?
I'm doing it. I'm going head first in.
That's sick. I like it.
Yeah, I'll teach you how to cook a steak.
Yeah, do it. I need to see it. I need to see that. You got the light?
I got the ring. I got the six different, it's got like six different, temperatures for lighting, so I can have like the super white to like a nice warm. If it's springtime, I'm gonna hit them with the warm light when I make an apple pie.
Dude, does anybody else out there have the lights that go on the back of your TV for like the? Yeah, I know you have them, Jess. Dude, I've gone through like three sets. They all fall right off the back of my TV.
So when you put them on, you need to clean the fuck out of the TV first.
Okay.
Mine have been on mine for like
a
year.
I like put
now.
Like Gorilla Tape on there. Then my cats just rip them down.
Oh, that's the problem? It's the cats?
No, that's not the original problem.
Yeah, you just gotta clean the shit. Like, literally, you gotta get rubbing alcohol and clean it. That's what I did, and it's they have not moved.
Vodka?
I mean, I'm sure it would work. Captain, whatever.
Admiral?
Yeah, give it the old. Admiral's cheaper, so use the Admiral. But the Admiral always outranks the Captain. So anyway, that was a good breakdown of that. Fatherhood with Kevin Hart. Did you watch that?
No, I did not watch that.
Oh, my fucking God. You didn't watch nothing then? What'd you?
No,
well,
I watched a lot.
Tearjerker.
Quiet Place 2?
How was it?
Oh, I liked it better than the first one.
Was it quiet? Was it just as quiet?
No, it was louder.
Was there a lot more talking in it?
There's a lot more action in it. They had a bigger budget.
Was there a lot more talking in it?
There's a lot more action in it.
Just action. I know. But was there more talking?
There
in
was
it?
More talking, but there was like a couple more scenes like, like you wanted to scream in the fucking movie theater. But the.
Yeah. Do you remember when we saw
monsters,
the first one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was hilarious. You literally, I just remember you looking at me. You had like the icy container and you were like, and I'm like, don't you dare throw that. And you just like threw it and it was so fucking loud. Like everybody could hear it. It was just like across the floor.
No, I didn't throw it with like the ice in it. It was just like the top of it. I'm not that much of an
Yeah, I know that. It was just the top.
I don't want people out there
to
think I'm a people out there, like the millions of listeners.
No, I said the cap. I said the cap.
Yeah. People thought I threw the ice and everything like right on the ground, like, fuck this place.
Yeah. How's that for quiet?
That was, take that in your pipe and smoke it. I really enjoyed that movie. They're going to have a part three. I mean, I can't go
I gotta
without,
watch it.
You know, it's just, it's a good story. It's going where it's going. And, but this one was like, it gave me like the vibes like the first time I seen like Jurassic Park with like the dinosaurs. Like, I was like, fuck, these things are scariest. They were like in a lot more of the movie than they were in the first one, I felt.
Yeah, I was just going to say they show them. Because I feel like you really only see it at the end when they figure out how to kill him or like make him go crazy. Like, you only really see it quick throughout the movie till the end.
In the beginning, it's like the prequel. Like, it shows like the first day that it shows it in the friggin' preview. So it's not like it's a spoiler.
I don't remember what happened. Were they aliens?
Yeah, they're like aliens. Yeah.
Is I couldn't remember if they were aliens or if it was just something that like came out of the water. Or I don't know. I couldn't remember.
Nah, the aliens, I believe. They're all from parts unknown. From parts unknown. This summer.
Quiet Place 3.
Yeah. Don't say anything. Learn sign language.
Mulder and Scully investigate.
Yeah. Scully and... No, what was the... Yeah, no, the Mulder and Scully, is that them? Or is those the guys from the... who are the guys from the Power Rangers? Bulk and Scully. That's the name of this episode, Bulk and Scully.
No, it's gross.
I went and seen Cruella de Vil also.
Oh, how was that?
Dude, really enjoyed it. I really, really enjoyed it. Emma Stone is a good actress. The music in it's good. The story's like really cool.
I tried to watch it on Disney Plus. I was so fucking disappointed.
Yeah, you had to pay for it. It's extra.
Yeah, it's like Disney Plus.
Yeah, it's like 30 bones.
Shut the fuck. For the year or for the month?
For the month.
That's ridiculous.
No, it's $30. It's $30 just for that one movie.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even realize that. I thought it was like an upgrade.
Yeah, I think
like
you just pay for that one movie. It's like $30. Like, you're not paying $30 a month. I'm never paying $30 a month. You have to pay for it every time it comes out. Like, that's like the convenience of watching it before it comes out.
Well, that's not, yeah, I'm all set. That's not 20 maybe, not
but
30.
But it will probably be on demand. Like, it will probably be on Disney Plus, soon. Like, in like a couple months at the most.
Yeah, I'm actually going to see if A Quiet Place 2 is on like Vudu or anything, because I kind of want to watch that at my house.
That was a banger, dude. Yeah, because you got the sound system.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like my living room's super dark. Like, at nighttime, that would be a good one to watch in here.
Great one to watch, man. Great one to watch.
Yeah, it's a great.
The GOAT.
I watched that other movie you told me to watch, the Vince Vaughn one.
Oh, dude, The Binge?
That movie was burnt as fuck.
Dude, it was so funny. What was his name when he came out at the end?
It was like the
El Panther or something.
El Pantera.
Yeah, El Pantera. Dude, I like... Yeah, dude, he was like, he made the movie.
Yeah, I like
he
him.
He was like all
I
fucked
was
up.
Definitely not what I... Yeah, I didn't not what I thought it was going to be. How about when he goes and like they painted him and he's like, they're like, oh my God, you're so in character. He's like, yeah, you're all getting to detention, he goes.
Yeah, yeah. He like didn't give a fuck either though. He's like, all right, let's do it.
Yeah, he like just beating on the kids and shit.
El Pantera.
Yeah, he was out there.
What did he do? What was the last stunt they had to do? It was like whack.
Was
it was the cocaine, the Tony Montana impersonation.
Oh, yeah, that was so dumb, yeah. And, but then the kid kills it at the end.
He goes, I've never seen the movie before.
Yeah. The whole thing was just dumb. Like, oh, yeah, was it a donut and an alligator?
Yeah. Dude, that movie, I don't know. It was kind of funny, though. It was just like a good take on a different movie. And it wasn't a spoof. Yeah. It was like his own movie. Even though it could have been a funny spoof movie.
It was kind of a spoof on The Purge.
Yeah, a little bit, but not really.
I didn't even know Hulu made their own movies. That's like a Hulu original.
Yeah, there's a couple of them. There's a couple of them out there. Just keep your eyes open. I know they had the Hulu originals. They actually are a bunch.
Yeah, the Wu-Tang show. When's that coming back out?
That's coming out soon. They're actually down. I don't know where they're recording, but they were like, there was like an advertisement on Facebook to be an extra. I'm like, They ain't picking me to be an extra on that show.
You start rapping. They're like, actually.
They're like, you could do this. I'm like, I could
Kid, you could do this.
I'm like,
I was actually just seeing popped up. Ghostface, Raekwon, and GZA are at the House of Blues in Boston in November. I might go.
Are they? Actually, there was a song. Did I send you that song?
No, but I have it queued up. I think ready
what,
to go.
Ghostface and Tragedy Gaddafi. Yeah.
I didn't listen to it yet. Is it good?
Yeah, it's good.
You want to give it a listen?
Yeah, play that jam.
Tragedy Gaddafi. Stop it. I thought I had it. What the hell is it? Oh, yeah. Raekwon.
Glorious. What is it called? Extravagant.
Extravagant. Feature Raekwon, Sheik Looch, and
a little motivation for all you mountain movers out there. You know how I go down.
Little motivation.
That case like.
Cocaine crew. Extravagant lifestyle. Take your life from you. Blow you right now. It's lights out. Yo, listen, my man. Came across the wrong click. Them niggas got a big rent. They lit.
Yeah. One gun and then I got two. Started with weed and turned it to the cocaine crew. See, back then it really wasn't much to do, but get money and bitches and see who fucked who. All right, where's it
tattoo under my fingernail. The big homie checking in like he string a bell. Straight cash when I'm done, I ain't heard a sale. 16, but I can tell you how body smell. Donnie, couple New York, a couple from the south. My nigga from New York spit that razor out his mouth. My nigga from the south put that chop out the couch. I seen him get hit from the back, I'm like, ouch.
The cocaine crew, extravagant lifestyle. Take your life from you, blow you right now, it's lights out. Yo, listen, my man, came across the wrong click. Them niggas got big bread and they lit.
Yeah, mechanical slugs for animal thugs. Shell spit for a lateral flying with no love. Implement murders, unique burners. We carry concealed weapons, we lit. When we lay in the sermons, we on that name if Starback, Bradshaw shit. Maybach, tons of fish scale and add more shit. If you short, you might can get a word with the boss. I crack snap like peanut brittle, it ain't soft. Shanks and greens with bangers reign supreme. Up in Auburn, a cocaine cruise, a hype regime. You a regular nigga, you ain't tight with kings. Heavy beef on the street, you wanna lighten things.
The cocaine crew, extravagant lifestyle. Take your life from you, blow you right now, it's lights out. Yo, listen, my man, came across the wrong click. Them niggas got big bread,
yeah,
they lit.
Yeah, Almeida, off top, the dog Caesar. My head is run down in your aura, I kick my feet up. You more chat, shit ain't valid, ain't let none of that. Your master splinters is more rat. Off top, QB genocidal for war blocks. Light work, stacking with rap, sweet as a golf drop. Lima on the groin, moving these bitcoins. Cartel regime, my killer fiends, they wanna join. Let's talk, hands in your pocket, I stop reaching. Say less, deep fried beef, now niggas turn vegan. Overdose me, more or less the feds know us. Parasites try to dim niggas' lights, poison the culture.
The cocaine crew, extravagant lifestyle. Take your life from you, blow you right now, it's lights out.
Extravagant.
That was very extravagant.
Cocaine.
He's like, I'm 11 years old. I know what a dead body smell like. I'm like, wow. I never.
The music
one
was
ever.
Playing, but you know what I was doing as an ad lib, like.
Yeah. That's disgusting.
Y'all want to see a dead body?
I watched that the other night.
What, Stand By Me?
Yeah. Still good.
Stand By Me. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, banger. Your father was a loony.
Still good.
Your father was a loony.
Loony. Chopper, sick balls.
I watched the first two episodes of Sweet Tooth.
I started like the first 10 minutes and then I kind of actually forgot about it.
Yeah, dude, it was. I kind of like it. I got to like watch it. It's kind of like something you want to like. It's like Lord of the Rings. You kind of got to figure, like, pay attention to know what's going on.
Like Lord of the Rings.
Like, yeah, I don't want to be like, yeah, it's like very, like, no? Is that wrong for saying like Lord of the Rings? It's like epic.
I didn't get that far into it, so I don't know how epic. He's not even grown up yet. Like he's still a bit like it's
exactly.
The very
it's just
beginning.
Starting.
Well, I didn't even get that.
The adventure is just starting. The adventure is just starting.
And I like that it has what's his face has something to do with it. Iron Man.
Yeah, he's the producer, Robert Downey Jr.
Is that kind of like a go fuck yourself to Marvel?
No, I don't think so because it is a DC property, right?
That's what I'm saying. You think it's a go fuck yourself to Marvel?
No, I think they're all getting paper. If there's no DC, there's no, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's good to, like, have them coincide with each other. It drives the business.
I guess.
Because if they don't like DC movies, they're going to love the Marvel ones. Speaking of the Marvel movies, Loki, first two episodes I've watched.
I still haven't watched that
either.
Oh,
first three episodes. I'm sorry.
Do I got to pay for extra for that?
No, it's in there. You sound like a cheap bastard.
Yeah. Is it good?
Yeah, it's actually really good. Tom Hiddleston.
Is it?
Reprises.
Is anybody else in it or just him?
Owen Wilson. I swear to God. I don't know, dude. If I told you like his character, it wouldn't make sense unless you watch it. He's like a time agent.
Wow.
He's a time cop. Pretty much a time cop.
Wow.
Yeah, that's exactly what he's doing. And no, he's not. He's actually pretty serious.
He's a time cop.
He's time cop. He's Van Damme time cop.
All right, I'll have to watch it. But I'm saying this, that's not who I was referring to when I meant who's in it. I meant, like, is there any other Marvel characters?
Well, also,
the
it's a crazy week for comic books because Loki admitted that he's bisexual in the episode.
I heard.
Yeah. And then there was some kind of tweet that came out about in the Harley Quinn movie.
Wow.
Harley Quinn animated show that I talk about that Batman goes down on, like, Catwoman in one of the episodes.
Wow.
Exactly. It's a lot of sexual things going on. You gotta do it. But know what's funny?
Are you sure?
Look it up. Google it.
I believe you.
YouTube it.
Batman. I'm gonna Google Batman going down on Catwoman.
I mean,
right, I will if I have to. It literally comes right up.
Did it?
Batman going down on Catwoman. He came right
this,
up.
No, it says Batman, said Batman can't go down. It says no, with a question mark.
It's not this one said. Where is it? DC removed Zack Snyder cut of Batman going down on Catwoman.
It was in the Zack Snyder cut. Is that what it said?
That's what it says. That's what it says. It says it's a copyright complaint.
Damn, son.
I don't know.
That's crazy.
Oh, wait. Oh, where is it? Yeah, I saw. Hold on. Yeah, so hold on. It's going to take me a minute to read this. So, no, it has, I guess it had to do with what you were talking about, too. Like, he was like, Zack Snyder was dissing it. And then the person responded back that had to do with the animated series. Heroes do not do that.
No,
not according to the boys.
I didn't see the picture of it though. Was the tweet? Did you see the tweet? The Zack Snyder tweet?
No, but I have the picture of Batman giving it to her. Yeah. Oh my god, it's scary.
I would imagine this, but now I gotta see it. It's like
it doesn't look like Batman. It looks like there's someone in the Batman. Hold on, I'm gonna screen share this to you. You're gonna be disgusted.
Oh no!
How gross is that? Exactly. You got nothing to say.
I can't even see it on your screen.
Can you now?
Yo, Jesus.
Yeah, for some reason, I thought it was looking at it.
That's what he tweeted out?
I guess. Let's see. Over the weekend, director Zack Snyder, a man who Mr. Magoo'd his way to having control over the cinematic presentation of DC Comics for many years, posted an image of the Dark Knight performing cunnilingus on Catwoman. Since that time, I have not known peace. I must know who drew it. So then it just, I mean, you could Google it if you really want to see
who
more of it.
Who drew it? Dun, dun, dun.
Who drew this? I don't want to know. I got to get out of here. It's scaring me.
Yeah, you're going to get flagged. The FBI knocks on your door for looking at Batman porn.
Yeah, they're like, you're a sick fucking man.
Mr. Magoo'd his way.
Cunnilingus. I'm like, wow, they
really sounds something like an old dirty grandfather would say. Ah, cunnilingus.
Yeah, like you don't even want to say it. It's so gross.
That's a gross word. It's a bad word.
So, do you have a Paramount Plus?
No. The only one I probably don't have.
But there's a movie that came out with Mark Wahlberg, Infinite, it's called. I don't know, I wanted to see it.
Yeah, well, it also said that it got like the worst, like people said it's the worst movie they've ever seen in their whole entire lives.
No, sir.
I swear to God.
I'm going to look up a review right now.
Yeah, look it up. Right now, no live. The Canadians just scored. They got on the Vegas Knights. This is their game to win. They can close out the series. I repeat, this is live.
Yeah. Let's see. Rotten Tomatoes. What do they got to say about this?
Oh, my God. What a goal.
38% on the tomato meter.
38%'s whack. That's, I think, an overshot.
Let's see. I love looking at it. I love people that write good reviews.
Do you think it's a good review even if they diss a movie that you like? Sometimes you like reading it anyway.
Yeah, but because it kind of gets me infuriated. It made me go watch a movie.
Like somebody said that Godfather was like the most boring movie they've ever seen the other day. I was like, what?
All right, here's a good review. I got one. This is a Matrix-like movie that failed to deliver. The only good points are its educational value in regard of exposition done bad and awful writing. The dialogues are so bad, it physically hurts to see the actors trying to breathe life into those empty characters. And I pray for the lost soul who would attempt to find a shred of coherence into this lousy plot. It is sad to see such a visually beautiful movie with such an interesting concept fail so miserably. To watch while completely high or if you cannot sleep.
Oh my God.
That's a good review. I like that. I love when people write a good review like that.
Yeah, but there's some movies that sometimes are like that. Like people say they suck and they're just easier to watch.
38 on the tomato meter is pretty bad. That's a percent score.
Like yeah, I don't like I have still haven't watched Tenet. I'm like I don't know when I'm gonna be in the right mind state for it.
The Devil Made Me Do It. Did you watch that?
Yeah.
I watched about 30 minutes of it, fell asleep, and woke up at the very end.
I told you we had I did a review on it on the podcast already.
No, I don't think it was out yet.
Yeah, I did it. It was The Devil Made Oh, I'm sorry. The Devil All Day I did a review on. The Devil Made Me Do It. I did watch that also.
And?
I liked it.
That's what I'm talking about.
I liked it. It's just another Conjuring movie. It's just like another story. But I did like it. It was Dude, oh, I like cringe when he crushed the fucking the holy water glass into his hand and it like opened up all and like ripped through his hand the glass. Ugh. I was like, ugh. That shit grosses
yeah,
me out.
I felt I got yeah me, yeah. You ever see me see blood?
It took me two nights. It down. Took us 2 nights to watch it.
I got to rewatch it.
It's a two-nighter.
Like I said,
it's a two-nighter. Like, it's a two-nighter.
Yeah, it got too scary, I think, and my body just forced itself to go to sleep to get away from how scary it was.
No, not to get away, how scary it was.
That's my body's
Did you watch it by yourself or were you at Lindsay? Does Lindsay like scary movies?
Yeah, she does. We both fell asleep.
Do you like scary movies?
Part. Yeah.
Burn
it. But it seemed good. I think it was the edibles.
I haven't touched those yet.
They're good.
Probably not today.
I took one today before the podcast.
Nice.
I had to so I could talk.
But the devil didn't make me do it. That's my review.
Yeah. So the devil didn't do it. All right.
Pixar's Luca.
I don't know what that is.
Ooh, it's good. It's a goodie. It's a Pixar movie. It's on. You don't have to pay extra for it. It's on Disney Plus.
Well, because if I did, you know I'm not.
Yeah, it's about two young Italian sea monsters. Or like right off the Italian coast.
What?
Yeah, I don't know, dude. It's a good movie. It's a Pixar movie. Like, how do you explain a Pixar movie before you see it?
I don't know.
Like, what was I going to say? Like, it's a warming tale about two friends growing up that happen to be sea monsters.
No, by sea monsters, like, what do you mean a sea monster? Like an octopus, like a kraken? Like, what do you mean?
They're like little fucking Loch Ness monsters. But when they get out of the water, they turn into real people. They're in the water, they're the monster. They're out of water, they're real people. But if it rains or something, they look like a monster. You getting the gist of it?
Do they have Italian accents? Yeah, I think I'm getting it.
Fitting into society, falling in love. They lost loved ones before. They need new loved ones to go forward. It's okay.
Do they have Italian accents?
It's love. It's heartfelt.
That's what I want to know.
It's a journey.
Well, no.
It's actually really fun. And I'm pretty sure I learned a couple words in Italian.
Black Summer at all.
No.
The zombie show.
I got scared. I got scared on that one.
It's scary. I'm glad to see it's still on the Netflix top 10, though, because that means there should be a third season. And I haven't watched the second season yet, but I need to. Maybe I'll start that after the podcast. That's a good one. That's probably my favorite zombie show, just because the people in it aren't like in like The Walking Dead. They're just like all of a sudden they're just a bunch of trained killers that can fucking hit a headshot, 25 headshots in a row. Like, these people are like straight scared in it, and like they don't even know how to kill the zombies in the beginning. They're shooting them, send 10, 15 times, and just it's like more of them running away from the zombies and killing them like every other one, where they're just like, yeah, we'll kill all the zombies and human race will fucking, you know,
prevail.
Yeah, that was what I was looking for. You heard it. I was like, ah.
Yeah, help me. I hate when
I
can't
turn into
word.
A zombie. I was like, rah. That was my zombie impression.
No, not the zombie impression. Harrison Ford, while filming the new Indiana Jones movie at 78 years old, hurt his shoulder.
No.
Yeah, he hurt his shoulder.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
A 79-year-old.
Not Indy.
So he was sick of playing Han Solo, but he's not sick of playing Indiana
Dude,
Jones.
He
That's
got hurt
bullshit.
So he got hurt while he was playing Han Solo in the first movie, too.
Yeah, when he
Dude,
was 76.
He's 78 years old. He needs to just, like, chill.
All right, talking about people that are 78 years old, I was watching, you ever watch the Bear Grylls show when he has famous people go out in the wilderness with him?
Mm-hmm.
So the newest one is with Danny Trejo. And, dude, he's a beast. He was out there ziplining. Like, he almost died a couple times. He was, like, passed out, turned all white.
Really?
But I was like, for a 78-year-old dude, like, he was beasting it. I was like,
this
guy's got some balls.
He's 78?
Something like, yeah, it was 70-something. I'll tell you exactly. I'm pretty sure it was 78. It is 77. I was a year off.
Yeah,
I thought you could do it. No big
deal. That's crazy. That article that you just looked up might be old, though. Not updated.
Which one?
The one you just looked up. It's 77. It might be 78. Just might not be updated.
Oh, no. It was Wikipedia. It has to be true.
Danny Trejo. Another great actor.
It was cool seeing him on that, though. And then, like, he tells, like, a story, like, how he ended up in jail. Like, him growing up. He was, like, said he was doing heroin when he was, like, 11 years old.
Yeah,
like,
I read an
shit.
Article about, like, him at one point. Or there was a movie that's, like, about his life. There's a movie that's about just his life.
Pretty fucked up life.
Yeah. He was, like, a gang member and shit.
Yeah, like, he said he used to, like, I guess he hung out with his uncle and shit. That's who, like, got him in trouble. Like, stealing guns and shit.
That's crazy. Machete. Machete.
Machete.
Machete. Transformers just announced that they're coming out with a new movie, The Rise of the Beast. It's a Beast Wars crossover. They're going to introduce the Beast Wars.
Wow. They're introducing the Beast Wars.
Remember, no, like the, no, the Beast Wars, like the animals. Burner.
Yes. Yeah, I know. Oh, my God.
This one might be good, though.
Yeah. I mean, I like the Transformers movie, so.
You liked like the last couple
Bumblebee
ones?
I liked the Bumblebee one. I watched Bumblebee.
No, Bumblebee was good. I liked Bumblebee.
That's the last one I saw. I didn't know any more came out after that.
No, it was before that. It was the Mark Wahlberg ones.
Nah, those ones are kind of lackluster.
Horrible. Last Night.
I don't know if I even seen them all, but the ones with Megan Fox.
She's a New Girl. New Girl's a great show. I always recommend it on this podcast, but she's a New Girl also.
Is that a Netflix original?
Or no, a Hulu original? No, it's a Fox. It's a Fox show. It's on Netflix, though. If it's on Netflix, you watch it. Dude, you and your girl would love that show. You'll watch the whole fucking thing. You'll laugh your ass off.
Megan Fox on Fox.
It's on Fox. It's on Hulu or Netflix also. It's on a Netflix original. Don't fucking lower me. Original. Don't lower me to that fucking standard unless
Don't
it's Stranger
Things.
Don't
you lower Megan Fox to that fucking...
Unless it's Stranger Things.
I lost Stranger Things. It lost me.
Stop it. It lost you. Cut it off.
It was strange. It was too strange.
Yes, fucking strange.
I know.
The Roadrunner trailer, the Anthony Bourdain documentary. Did you see that?
Did it come out? I don't even want to watch the preview. It came out?
The preview did for the movie. I don't know.
I don't even want to watch the preview. Nothing. I just want to watch it when it comes out. I don't want to see anything else.
That looks like a good one.
Yeah.
I'm into that.
I'll be crying the whole time.
You're going to cry the whole time?
He's the only famous person that ever died that I cried.
Mac Miller?
No. I cried after the fact.
When you listen to the song. That I had at the wedding. Yeah. I got your ass at the wedding with that one, you motherfucker.
I know, I seen you look at me. You were like, hey, Jess, yo, you hear the song? You hear the song, Jess? You hear the song, Jess?
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, if you know, you know.
You know. Dude, sick, not a sick, but awesome, like, important movie, I feel like, if you want to check it out. I'm always like One Night in Miami, it's called. So it's...
Why is it important?
It's an Amazon movie, but it's the night that Muhammad Ali or Cassius Clay wins the championship, the world title. And he goes back to the hotel to meet Malcolm X because the next day he's coming out to be Muslim. And it has Jim Brown, who played in the NFL, is in the hotel with them.
I'm looking at right now.
And, oh my God, I can't think of the singer. Now I'm going to lose my mind.
Aldis Hodge, Eli Gorey.
No, the singer.
Ben Kingsley.
No, like the actual, like the person Odom. He's playing. I feel stupid that
Sam Cooke.
Sam Cooke. Yeah. Dude, this
That's
movie.
That's Leslie Odom Jr. playing him.
Yeah, I don't know the actors' names, but they're all there's absolutely. Nobody, dude, they're all absolutely phenomenal. The movie is so, so good. I think it's directed by Regina King.
I don't know. I didn't pull the... Yep, Regina King.
Directed by Regina King. Dude, this movie is awesome. Absolutely breathtakingly awesome. It's like a spot in history that this crazy shit happened. And
98% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, it was unfriggin' believable. It was a great movie. I was crying on the plane by myself watching it. Sounds stupid to say that.
No, it's all right. It's okay. Yeah. I've done that. The octopus documentary did that to me.
Yeah, that got me too. The octopus documentary got me. But this is a lot more important than the octopus documentary.
I don't know if it's more important, but...
Yeah, it is.
My mom makes fun of me every time. Like, anytime I talk about crying during a movie, she's like, yeah, you cry when the octopus died too, dude. Like you don't have a fucking heart. That's the problem.
Your mom doesn't have a heart?
Yeah, that's what I said to her. But she's a big crier too.
Like, this was on Mother's Day.
Yeah. I don't know anything else I watched.
25th anniversary of N64.
Yeah, what was that? I wonder if they're dropping like an N64, like a console, like they did with the Nintendo and the Super Nintendo.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get my fiance, all the above was just yelling at the cat.
What'd she say?
I don't know what she said.
Oh
no, what was the video game? Like magazine that kids used to get when
Tips and Tricks was the one I liked.
Yeah, that was the one. No, there was another one it was a Nintendo GMR. One. It was like a Nintendo
it was a
one.
GMR was one. Game Informer.
Yeah, Game Informer. That was a good one. Yeah, that was a good one.
No, Tips and Tricks was like the one for the cool kids.
Really?
Yeah, that was like, it was like they said swears in it and shit. And like, there was like, someone would always write in and they'd like diss them back in a letter. It had all the, had like all the codes in the back and shit.
That was like the first time, like the internet, like that was one of the first things that popped off on the internet. If you had the internet, you were definitely looking up mad codes. Like codes was like.
See, that's how I got Tips and Tricks. I was still running on the dial-up, and it was killing me. I couldn't look up the fucking tips and tricks. I couldn't look up the tips and tricks.
You were still putting, like, ass in as, like, the high score. Like, you were putting your letters in A-S-S. Yeah. Like,
I was a big, you know, I used to do F-U, and that was it.
No, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you, exactly.
That's such a stupid one. F U in there. What's another one?
It was F with like nothing in the middle and U. Because like everyone always did three, so it was F U.
Yeah, there's definitely other ones too. I just can't think of them.
Because you did ass.
Definitely one. The ass was definitely one.
You did ass every time, I know.
Yeah. Every time. Oh.
Whoa.
Little feedback, sorry. Yeah, the ass was definitely a big one. You had to put the ass in there.
I definitely put ass in there before, for sure. That was my pen name was ass, but FU was my regular one.
My pen name is ass. I'm going to go on a limb and say for the anniversary of N64, I like the Mario on N64 the best.
I'm a Star Fox guy.
I like Star Fox. I like Star Fox.
And there's a very slept on game. Probably the most underrated game on there is Jet Force Gemini.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, nobody does. That's probably the best game. It was the best story mode ever. And 007 was good.
Did you get the
too.
Cell phone case that like you put on and then you could have unlocks 300 Japanese games?
No, I didn't do that. But I did have there was the Star Wars, the pod racing game. It came with like this chip and you took out the front chip in the N64 and you put that in and it had better graphics after that. And it came only with that game.
Did you take it out with the game? Like it only worked on that game?
No. No, it worked. It made every game look better.
No.
Yes.
How could they?
I don't know how they. The Japanese, man, they're smart.
Is that possible?
That's how it was. Went from 16-bit to 17-bit.
We looked at a lot of different documentaries about video games. I never heard about the chip that made the game. It was like the chip that makes you cough act. Like everybody had one. Dude, you got the chip?
I'm telling you.
You got the chip? That's, you know, I'm about the chip torque wrench.
Yeah. I'm telling you, here it is right here. Yeah, I'm telling you.
I need to see the chip.
I'm trying
one
to find
chip to chip. Rule them all. That's like Lord of the Rings.
I don't know if it's called a chip though. That's like what N64 Pod Racer.
Like, look up the review. You look up the review on this. I need to see it.
Pod Racer ROM? Maybe that was it.
ROM? Now you're getting like too crazy. It's like Count
Dooku. I'm getting all nerded out. Performance chip?
Bullshit.
I don't know. I'm telling you, it's a thing. When I find it, I will send it to you. But there was a chip. I remember the upgraded chip. Better graphics chip? Better graphics.
Is everything all right out there?
I found it.
Yeah. That's okay. Come in for 1 second.
Wally has wicked bad diarrhea. Like, he just had it all. Ew. All over his foot running around, and I went to go put Greeks in here. It's just water, diarrhea all inside.
What do you eat?
Probably those snacks, dude. It's so bad. I feel like it's on me. Sorry, anyway. Good podcast.
All right, we're gonna go viral. We gotta post that. Could you hear that? No.
Yes.
We got it. We got it.
You got it.
We got it.
So it was called an expansion pack for, and I have one right now. We could buy it right now for $70.
You don't have the N64, do you?
But we can get
you
the
don't
expansion.
Have the
actually, I do have one.
Or the steady.
I have an N64 at the barbershop that's never been hooked up. It's got no controllers, no games. But how about this? The expansion pack is required to play Donkey Kong 64, Zelda, and Perfect Dark.
Perfect Dark. That's a drop.
That's a good. And then it's got a huge list of games that it makes look better. And there it is, Star Wars, like the racing game.
Yeah, what was the guy's name? Sabu Dabu. The guy, that sounds
Zabulba.
Yeah, Zabulba. He spoke like Portuguese.
Yeah, he had like little whiskers and shit. Sabola. He spoke Portuguese.
No, the other guy, the hustler there.
Was it Watto or?
Yeah, Watto.
Was it Watto? That doesn't sound right to me. Was it Watto?
Watto?
Watto.
Watto?
I'm looking it up. His name's Watto. W-A-T-T-O.
Who does the voice? Who does the voice? Who does the voice? Who does the voice?
Yeah, yeah, he's a guy. Yeah, Watto.
Ah, Watto.
It's like everything but his voice is on here. Watto Star Wars voice.
We're not going to know who it is if it didn't pop up.
His name... I don't know who he is. Yeah. You don't know. Andy Secombe?
Oh, old Secombe.
He looks like a scary guy. He looks like Watto. Yeah, I don't know.
Watto. Andy Secombe?
Yeah.
What was like N64? I feel like they had like a dope like snowboarding game.
It was called Cool Borders.
Or it was
SSX Tricky.
That's another one?
Yeah. I was big into the N64, big time.
The big N64 guy.
Yeah. I knew about the expansion pack. You had no fucking idea what I was talking about.
I don't think I had an N64. I had like a Sega Saturn, a Dreamcast. I had like all the fucking misfit ones.
I had a Dreamcast. I remember the little
Crazy Taxi.
That's a good one. You could it had like these little fucking memory cards that like you could pull. They were like little mini Game Boys.
No, what was game? Was dope on Dreamcast was Virtual Tennis. I think we talked about it before in here, but that was my favorite.
Oh, dude, I am the best Virtual Tennis player you'll ever fucking play against, and I'm not trying to brag. I used to go to Hampton Beach and run the Virtual Tennis over there. I used to smoke everybody. And then one year I went there and there was this one dude and me and him literally played that game for hours.
He had a sweatband on and shit.
No, he was a thug.
Cause baby, I'm a thug.
Yeah, like that was his entrance music. He definitely, his name was Ass for sure when he fucking won on the game.
No, it was, you can't even spell thug. www.
www.thug.com.
Baby, cause I'm a thug.
All right. So should we get into music?
Yeah.
I think we've exhausted all options.
No. Well, it was good. We've been doing good.
Yeah, we've been good. All right. So let's play one of your songs. What do you want to play?
All the above. Let them rock. Oh, the game one.
The only one I don't have queued up. All right, I got it.
It's DJ K. Slay, the drama king.
72 bar set.
Started in New York City. A gift to the hoods. A voice for the voiceless. A way to express ourselves freely without violence. We ain't never took anything personal. We picked up the microphone, turntables, and spray cans. And just let our talents do what it do.
K. Slay.
Tell them we off the muzzle with it. Casamigo guzzling it. 12 looking for my piece. Glock got a puzzle in it. Couldn't find the gloves. Had to use my mama oven mittens. Flow like a condom. Niggas still not fucking with it. King of New York. King of LA. And I don't give a fuck what Diddy say. My semi spray. Anytime. Anywhere. Any day. Hunting in first precinct. On the phone. Come and get me, Slay. Back on my bullshit. Zach Levine and Jordan 4. Certified gangster. Me and Jones in that corner store. I tried to warn him, boy. Rock a Sunni like I'm from Philly. Under chinchillas when it's chilly. I pop guns like Meek Mill, pop willies. He surprised, look at his eyes, you would think I dropped Gilly. I dropped millies on double R's and Bentaygas. This what mama not being able to pay the rent made us. Me and my niggas ball like we top 10 players. By the time the feds start looking for us, we in Vegas. And your bitch with me, we off the hand faded. She gon' think a pussy got kissed by 10 Jadas. I'm the nigga that you hate and don't know why. I'm the nigga op shoot at, but he just won't die. Still got 25 million I can run and grab. Uber's got dash cams. We shoot him, then we jump in cabs. Straight to Nobu, eat sushi, have fun and laugh. If the waiter see me, then she know to keep a running tab. Long as the summer lasts, I gotta keep a gun to grab. Cause after COVID, all the razor blades is under mask. My niggas air out the club, then we Damon Dash. In the same PT cruiser that nigga Stunner had. Puffing on a blunt of gas. Just to talk about a versus with 50 tail Swizzy, I need 100 cash. Winter coming fast, niggas gotta eat though. With money on the line, I'm like a Steph Curry free throw. Going to fuck. snuck in, Dior shirt tucked in. Can't see me now, couldn't see me with Young Buck Nim. Shout out to Lloyd Banks, album go hard, nigga. Tell Curtis, give you one of them bulletproof cars. You supposed to do your squad like Yo Gotti doing. Therefore, it's still the unit, long as I can still move them. And I've been running my city since Easy died. Got niggas from Cedar Block that'll kill you for Yeezy slides. Got niggas from the 60s still mad over Nipsey that'll give you 60 while you stagger out the club tipsy. Niggas from the jungles that don't miss. Sit outside your crib for a week without sleep and won't piss. Essays that snatch your kids out their room. Flying to Tijuana, show them to you on Zoom. I climb off the tomb whenever K-Slay summons. And if I'm on the tape, it's doing OJ numbers. My demo tape flow, yeah, that old Bay Gunner who wrote the Timberland beats inside Dr. Dre Hummer. Tell him the blaze coming, it's a hot boy summer. Might fuck Kim K on the wave runner and wave runners. Throw it on the blogs, ain't shit they can take from us. We both had the West on lock for 8 summers. I'm trying to bubble like the Gap this season. All the cat niggas sneezing got me strapped this evening. J. Cole got a nigga wanting to rap this season. Lil Durk got niggas wanting to trap this season. So my Cincinnati hat is to the back this evening. Black Mac, I'm squeezing at your back this evening. Black Black setting traps for the rap that's squeaking. How they kill D-Bang but 6ix9ine still breathing. This new rap shit ain't for me. And if I die, no murals don't paint for me. But the last time a op nigga came for me, ended up in the body bag. It's the aim for me, cause I'm the nigga that you love to hate. King of the Golden State, Rock Nation brunch, make mine like Hova plate. Draco in the marathon hoodie if I show my face. 60 plus bars, get it? Hustle and motivate. Nip.
I thought he was retiring.
He ain't retiring, he needs the money.
Yeah, that was good.
Like,
I like that.
He got like sued by some chick at some point or something crazy. I don't know the story or whatever, but he lost a lot of money. But I'm sure he's still got 25 cash, 25 mil cash. Hustle and motivate. Right. I still one of my favorite guys out there. He can still. That was nasty. 72.
Yeah.
Fire.
I never really got into him until recently, and he's awesome.
Hustle and motivate. I might fuck right. Kim K on a wave runner, he says.
So we got a whole lot of songs. We got 8 songs left.
Okay, let's let them go.
I'm letting them rip. So this is a song I was talking about that sounds like has like that Griselda sound, the one I was talking about. That's Master Ace. Oh, I think Benny's on it.
Is he really?
But yeah, I think. Home in America.
It's getting late, man, I wanna go home. Ain't no time for debate, man, I wanna go home. My mind's in the state, man, I wanna go home. I'm feeling closed in, and I wanna go home.
No, it's not, not
through
not.
The cotton fields, yeah. And tobacco plants, yeah. Got a fire burning in me like a jack-o'-lantern. And look over your shoulders, honey. My group was looking at you like you owe the money. Reparations, conversations. Damn, 40 acres takes a lot of patience. Land of the free, home of the brave. Blood of the child, soul of the slave. Strange fruit, hanging from a poplar. Screams so loud, it's like he's singing in the opera. He wasn't guilty of the crime when they locked him up. Damn shame, he could have been a doctor, bruh. Shoulda, coulda, woulda, but the fact remains. You'll always be a threat when you're black with brains. They'd rather see it on the pavement. This is meant to enslave me. Listen to me. It's getting late, man. I wanna go home. Ain't no time for debate, man. I wanna go home. My mind's in the state, man, I wanna go home. I'm feeling closed in, and I wanna go roam. Through the capital, with a bunch of guys. Long guns on our shoulders and a bunch of knives. If the capital police come to tame the black beast, how much you wanna bet we lose a bunch of lives? Is this democracy or hypocrisy? It ain't justice for all as far as I can see. Justice for some. Proud boy clutching his gun is less threatened than the black man in touch with his son. It's sad, cause they look at me and they see a threat. And it just grows like the mold on a chia pet. And it's all by design, do you see it yet? I can fight for this land, I can be a vet.
It wouldn't matter one bit in the scheme of things. My equality was drowned in the sea of dreams. Land of the free, home of the slave. Screams of a child, blood on the grave.
I think there's like two more verses, but I'm falling asleep listening to that right now.
This is a little soft jazz for your ass.
Yeah, but like that slow flow is what I meant when I said that. It's not like gangsta hard. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like everybody's flow is like slowing down. Or are they getting old?
That was a little slow too, though.
Yeah, it was. All right, well, let's speed it up then. Day One's Method Man and Jones Inc. Oh, shit, sounds slow again.
Method Jilla Jones.
And Mr. Jones too.
Jones Inc.
Turn your body to skin and bones. Reppin' Beantown and New Yitty. That's two cities. Raw. Raw. Jim. Look. Never forgetting where I came from. The same slums where your daddy got his game from. The same slum where you probably got your name from. The G code, but you don't understand because you ain't one. I ain't done. I'm still riding with my day one. That's real talk when they come to sauce some A1. That prime steak, I dare a hater to say some. And y'all gon' hate, but still gon' get you a plate, huh? My city cooking. If you ain't watching, pretend you're looking. What's in the pushing with youngins running from central bookings? What's all that woofing? Just know I brought a woofing. Like head ice, get your head right or head tookin'. That's right, I said tookin'. Go on and spell checkin'. I sell records, my rap sheets got jail records. All hell Method and Chilla Jones, we still at home. I'm Crack Jones, I turn a body to skin and bone.
I gotta know who's gonna ride with me. I'm taking off, who's trying to fly with me. No time for fake ones, I roll with my day ones. I gotta know who's gonna ride with me. I'm taking off, who's trying to fly with me. Yeah. No time for fake ones, yeah. I roll with my day ones.
Never forgetting where I came from. Never. 20 years I've been kicking with the same ones, sitting in the same slums, bringing visions to fruition with my day ones. Can't stop till my mission and the game done. I'm the one, they don't believe me though. It's all good, they do everything, believe me though. Went from having different methods when they see me flow to working beside Method on a TV show. You busters better drop the mic or throw the towel in, baby. Tell him stop the fight. No mas. Like Randy no Matai, working hard to see the younger members of my family inspired. No proof, and no I can be admired. Forget the fancy attire we was buying them used. Couldn't afford a fancy attire. Man, I'm antsy with anxiety. Cause I'm everything everyone's trying to be. I got a question, don't lie to me.
I gotta know who's gonna ride with me. I'm taking off, who's trying to fly with me. No time for fake ones, I roll with my day ones. I gotta know who's gonna ride with me. I'm taking off, who's trying to fly with me. No time for fake ones, I roll with my day ones.
That was a banger. I like that song.
That's a good one. To all get right. The Tyler Creator joint.
I got it right here. His, Lumberjack.
Yeah, his album comes out tomorrow. It's called Call Me If You Get Lost. But, dude, everything that's like, he drops like little snippets off of everything that he drops. His last album. I'm a big fan of Tyler Creator. He goes in like different directions than other people. He like reinvents himself. So
I love him on a feature.
Yeah, I think this song's dope. Just for a little small song.
Rolls Royce, pull up, black boy, hop out. Shout out to my mother and my father.
Hold up! Oh my God, I've never seen nothing like this.
That's what my mom was saying. She was crying and shit. She was just like, this shit is beautiful. It's a beautiful moment. You always keep the picnic blankets in the back because you never know.
You never know where the fuck you're gonna end up at.
Okay. Now we ready.
Rolls Royce, pull up, black boy, hop out. Shout out to my mother and my father, didn't pull out. MSG sell out, fuck these niggas yap out. Whips on whips, my ancestors got their backs out. Yeah. 2, 4, 500 stacks for the hood. Call me Lumberjack, cause I wish a nigga would. Where it's doing like I, this the wish a nigga could face. They ain't getting paper like they should.
Oh,
niggas ain't really
on, the type of shit he on. I hit Drizzy and told him I had a milli for him. I own my company's full, told him to keep the loan. I took that gold bitch home, nigga, big man. I put that bitch on the shelf to let it ventilate and bought another car, cause I ain't know how to celebrate. That big boy, that big bitch for all weather. It never rained in Cali, came with an umbrella. Rolls Royce pull up, black boy hop out. Shout out to my mother and my father, didn't pull out. MSG sell out, fuck these niggas yap out. Good credit score, this car really can't max out. 2, 4, 500 stacks for the hood. Call me Lumberjack, cause I wish it never would. Digital is the face, man, I wish it never
would. It's different, yeah. It's really different.
Catch up, niggas.
I might slut in Utah, LA's too warm. My nigga tall, look like a bitch, I call him Mulan. Shot a color demo, don't finger the style of croutons. Niggas cannot fuck with performance, imagine you want. That's my nuance, used to be the widow. Used to laugh at me, listen to me with their ears closed. Used to treat me like that boy, Malcolm in the middle. Now I'm 0000000. Rolls Royce pull up, zero. Black
that's
boy hop out.
I can't take this shit no more, man. I quit. That's it. I swear to God. Quality Wednesday music!
Listen, nigga, cool face!
Oh, yeah!
This is cloudy, nigga.
You asked for it!
Fucking crumbs!
Listen, nigga, cool face! Fuck you mean, nigga!
I feel like he kind of had like an MF Doom type of flow.
Yeah, a little bit. And he's got he has DJ Who Kid on like the whole shit, too, which is dope. Because that's like that shit I was talking about, like our age growing up, DJ Who Kid was the shit.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say K-Slay.
Nah, K-Slay was on everything else we had on tonight. You might as well give us a couple fucking bones over here.
All right, so let's go. New Emotional Oranges album came out. It's pretty good. Well, I don't know if it's an album. It's like 4 or 5 songs, but
yeah,
this is back and forth.
Yeah, I listened to it also.
It was pretty good, right?
Yeah, I liked it. Yeah.
I liked them. This is Back and Forth featuring Vince Staples.
I said I'm dumb, but still you act like that guy. I can't believe. And way too often wasting all our time. You and I, we ain't been talking. It's all on my mind. Back and forth, back and forth, babe. Sometimes, and we just go back and forth, babe. Sometimes.
Said it once, said it twice, but you don't remember. Hope to get it back, but you won't forget me. Said it twice, but you don't remember. Hope to get it back, but you won't forget me. The way you talking, I be feeling damn you fine. I'm trying to feel your shit on top of me tonight. Give it to me your way. Old times you would give it to me all day. No lie, I be missing it like always. Sometimes when I'm tripping, I be thinking like, damn, what she called? Going back and forth, babe. Sometimes, and we just going back and forth, babe. Sometimes. Said it once, said it twice, but you don't remember. Hope to get it back, but you won't forget me. Said it once, said it twice, but you don't remember. Hope to get it back, but you won't forget me.
Trouble and you loving me back. Life is better when it's nothing attached. I can never see me doing you wrong. Though it's never how they say in them songs. Broken records tell you sorry, you know. Heard it before, burden my soul. Brighten my day, making me whole. Drifting away, I promise you stay, but that's the way that it goes. No hard feelings, I guess. Too hard living the stress. Living it up. Heart broke, still up in love. Don't go giving it up. Still on the foot. Ain't no healing these cuts. Trust and believe. You saying ain't no nigga like the one you got. But could not fucking with me.
Said it once, said it twice, but you don't remember. Hope to get it back, but you won't forget me. Said it once, said it twice, but you don't remember. Hope to get it back, but you won't forget me. Yeah.
Aren't you glad you love emotional oranges?
I am so glad.
Be here all night. Try the veal.
Yeah. All right. So let's. I'll go do the throwback. Like I was texting last night. I don't know. I got on a big Wyclef kick last night.
On the carnival.
And I listened to like 4 Wyclef albums. I don't know why I forgot about Wyclef. They forgot about Dre. I think they forgot about Wyclef.
They did forget about Wyclef.
Everybody did. This is Grateful off of The Preacher's Son.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
She's just really that's the Jamaican. Gigs, y'all.
Yeah.
Don't get no realer than this. This is as real as it gets, y'all.
Yo.
Maybe my mother could have been my father. Perhaps it was my sister. Probably my brother. Maybe the church could have been the streets. Perhaps it was the guitar or Jerry won the beats. Maybe the money when I didn't have a dime. Maybe a way out before committing crimes. Could have been Lauren, perhaps it was prize. Probably the mirror looking dead in my eyes. Could have been reggae or the love of hip hop. Maybe my fans at the show saying don't stop. Probably the struggle of all refugees. Maybe the shine, how the diamonds bling, bling, ching, ching, ring, ring. There's a call from my wifey. Perhaps I gotta make it home, but music keep calling me. And maybe it's all I know. Whatever it is, I'm grateful for being
a man with the guitar, a dude from the streets, a cat with a song, a refugee MC, Wyclef Jean, a Fuji for life, a preacher's son, first one on the run. I'm grateful that I haven't been shot, stopped by the cops and they didn't find the Glock. W-Y-C-L-E-F. I'm grateful.
Could have been a crack fiend with no place to go. Lord Almighty God had mercy on my soul. Could have been Pablo, king of Yayo, or a pimp with a limp screaming, we don't love them hoes. Oh no, God knows. Perhaps I was chosen, a source of inspiration for the next generation. And maybe it's all I know. Whatever it is, I'm grateful for being
a man with the guitar, a dude from the streets, a cat with a song, a refugee MC, Wyclef Jean, a Fuji for life, a preacher's son, first one on the run. Yeah, I'm grateful that I haven't been shot, stopped by the cops and they didn't find the Glock. W-Y-C-L-E-F. I'm grateful.
Everybody sing along now. You can make it like I made it. Don't let anyone tell you different. Yeah. One door is closed, another door will open. Yeah. Many a call, but my people are chosen. Yeah. You can make it if I make it. Don't let anyone tell you different. Now. One door is closed, another door will open. Yeah. Many a call, but my people are chosen.
A man with the guitar, a dude from the streets, a cat with a song, a refugee MC, Wyclef Jean, a Fuji for life, a preacher's son.
Album is fire, that whole album.
Preacher's Son.
Yeah, that's definitely forgotten. I forgot all about that one. That was back when, like, Pandora. I was using Pandora to fucking stream music. That was, like, my shit.
The Preacher's Son, son.
Yeah, son. So, we'll get into... This is Ritz and Vinny Paz, produced by Sea Lance, friend of the show.
Really? Shout out to Sea Lance. Hell yeah.
Yeah, he said we could play whatever we wanted.
Abracadabra, I sit on his knee. Presto, change-o, and now he is me. Pocus, pocus, we take her to bed. Magic is free. We're dead.
Yeah.
so we could travel back. Before I started rapping fast, and one of these rappers trying to battle rap. A sneak diss at me, I'm not the punch of bad, a jab, I might respond, I might decide to come shoot up your bachelor pack. Now cut yourself, your compass filled with shards of shattered glass. I see you acting hard, I had to laugh. It cracks me up so bad, I gasp for breath. I suggest you take your ass to acting class. You posing like them hoes to win a fashion ad for Max and Mad. You actually have an ego? Who filled your head with natural gas? Your people? I know supposedly they had your back, but when the police flash their badge, they snitching and confessing like the show on HBO with hidden cameras in a taxi cab. Snatch and grab your chain and snap the class. Go back in brightness, time I'm mad, I smash a shell in half, a guy was cracking crap. You like a rabbit in the magic cat, I'll disappear you after that, come back up here like nothing tragic happened back. Voila. This shit you rap a trash, so after hacking you to pieces, I'ma bury you beneath the patch of grass and plastic bags. It come goodbye like Rascal Flash, that's the funeral song for anyone who do me wrong. Make you a human voodoo doll, poke you up, you just saw the smoke come out the dual exhaust. You pulled an arm, leave your oozing wounded in the pool of blood. You would fall, we ain't homies, we ain't used to talk. I never said it, I was cool with y'all.
Don't try to act like we was people just because I seem cool. You're faking see through, cause we ain't even people like that. Nah, do you, I do me, and we can keep it like that. Some rappers that I meet seem to think that we're equal. Your shit is weak, dude, and we ain't even equal like that. Do you, I do me, and we can keep it like that.
We can hijack when I rap like a commercial plane. I'm hotter than Kurt Cobain inside of a Circle K. Yeah, the guy just learned my name, man. I'm certain that I heard it when I saw it. I saw a guy inside of Mercury emerging from the door. He said, I'm sorry to disturb you. I'm just nervous. I'm a fan, and I was hoping to converse with you in Gerson. I was courteous. He said, I rap, I'm shuddered. If you heard it, you would sign me. Can I rhyme? I told him, sure, I'm in a hurry. Spit a 12, I'm spit a 30. He took a breath and started, man. I thought I heard the worst before. And I ain't into hurting people's feelings to discourage him. This guy just might deserve it. Told him, stop. He told me what you thought. I showed this guy no mercy. Told him, first thing, your voice is so annoying that I felt like going back into the store to get some aspirin because my head is throbbing. The double time you're doing, you're destroying. Shit was awful trying to copy Tech and Hops, and that's the worst impression of them. My perception of you's ruined. I would rather step in front of someone doing 100 than to keep you going. I'm glad I stopped you. Rapping ain't for you. I hope you graduated high school. My advice is never rhyme to any girl to say they like you. But my advice to him went in one ear, the shit went right through. The other ear, he's had my homies say I sound just like you. One day I'll have an album out that you can buy on iTunes. And when I'm finally standing right beside you, don't try to
act like people's people just because I seem cool. You're faking see through, cause we ain't even people like that. Nah. Do you, I do me, and we can keep it like that. Some rappers that I meet seem to think that we're equal. Your shit is weak, dude, and we ain't even equal like that. Do you, I do me, and we can keep it like that. You're a deal.
Pay homage, hockey, honor the great. You was raised by wolves, and that's an honest mistake. It was Sandinistas everywhere, the conjures was fake. This Mexican brujeria, oh, I will conjure the snake. To say y'all 15 awkwardly loud. I was told spare to rob me, you spoiled a child. See, the tree can't grow if the soil is foul. This a overcheck, homie, I will honor the owl. The Hudson H9 put a halt like moratorium. It's burned bodies everywhere, it's a crematorium. Study the past, I'm an authority, a historian. Last supper, y'all will be chanting like the Gregorians. Lay a motherfucker down, face in the dirt. I'm a shooter, I will put your fucking face on a shirt. I got Fetty, homie, massive amounts. He got hit with the 4.8, that's a half of an ounce.
Don't try to act like we was people just because I seem cool. You're faking see through.
Nothing
four.
Like ruining a song with Vinny Paz.
4.8, that's a half of an ounce.
8.8.
That's what he said. Did he say 8.8 or 4.8?
I don't know. I don't know. I can't listen to Vinny Paz.
No, 4.8 is a half an ounce.
Oh, I thought you said something different.
4.8 is a half of an ounce.
Yeah.
Vinny.
Yeah, Paz me. No, he has like
Pazmanian Devil.
Vin Laden.
Yeah, Vin Laden. I like that one actually.
That's actually a good one. He's got a million names. He can't rap to save his fucking life.
Peabody.
Yeah. All right, this is one of your songs, Party Life.
This is like my song, like trying to be young. This is like Polo G's, like a new. All the youngsters are liking Polo G.
Polo G and DaBaby.
Dude, DaBaby's nice. I don't give a fuck.
I just hate his name. I can't do him because of his name.
He's nasty though.
All right, well, we'll see. Polo G.
We live a party life, turned up all night, enjoy the moment. You fought the hardest fight, wipe tears from your eyes, it feel good, don't it?
Take off and let your hair down. When AWOL, I see you here now. Watch the gang ball, they all care now. And every claim false, we don't care about. Party life all night, but I'm lit. Dancing under the starlights, that's my shit. Celine hoodie and off-white for my kicks. Hurdy ballin' part-time, me on the bench, y'all. Hard ass for my bitch. Trying to make this one night, we won't forget, And we still ain't been asleep, cause we ain't trying to. Gang fucking up the scene when we slide through. Hopping out a foreign stick on me while I walk it out. It ain't about money, what the fuck we really talking about? I remember $1 million schemes, all I thought now about. Now we just partying, bullshit until they bring my coffee. We live a party life, turned up all night, enjoy the moment. You fought the hardest fight, wipe tears from your eyes, it feel good, don't it? Take off and let your hair down. When AWOL, I see you here now. Watch the gang ball, they all care now. And every claim false, we don't care about.
Woo! Party started, I feel played and I'ma act on it. The latest life I'm living, I went through hell and I came back from it. I think it's cute, she say she never coming back. Run 2 or 3 weeks ago, exact, and made her throw that pussy back for me. Even when it's blue, the flame ain't hotter than this weed. Prescription drugs, I had it all in my piss. One in the head of my little pistol, make the biggest gangster get low. Shoot a nigga on stage, I turn your show into a shit show, nigga. Yeah, niggas been hating no baby from the get-go, nigga. But it's still that nigga, your kids, your mama, and your bitch know. So fuck your invite, I ain't tryna party with them lames. I'd rather kick back with my peep, cause family matters like the Winslows, nigga. Carl Winslow and them, nigga.
Carl Winslow and them.
You fought the hardest fight. Wipe tears from your eyes. It feel good, don't it? Take off and let your hair down. When AWOL, I see you here now. Watch the gang ball, they all care now. And every claim false, we don't care about.
Go! Let your hair down.
I mean, that's a good club track.
That's a good jam. The baby got nasty on that. She's like, ah, ah,
he's like, yeah, fuck you.
He's like, oh.
Like, chill out, you little baby.
You ever seen the video of him, like, straight knocking out the dude in the store, like, came to, like, talk shit to him, and he just one-shots him and drops him right in the ground?
No, I've heard about it.
Yeah, it's like a Gucci store or some shit. It's actually hilarious. Because he ain't even trying to do anything. He's like, get away from me, man, or whatever, and then he just shit. Straight knocks him out. That's how you don't mess around with a little baby. What's the last and final song for this week's episode?
Stay Down. It's Mickey, Fax, Blue, Knots, and Iman Omari. I don't know how to say the last guy's name.
Awesome. Well, thanks for tuning in this week, Donnie. We miss you. We'll see you on the next episode. And another day.
Yeah, next week.
Next week. Double up.
Yeah. Yeah, doubling up these 2 weeks.
Yeah, Jesse's vacation. Summertime.
Oh, dude, I can't wait. It's going to be a hell of a week. Oh, my God. The gazebo already broke. I got to get a new one.
Oh, nah. Well, we'll tell you about it next week, guys. Tune in. CDJ Podcast.
Yeah, tune in.
I'm C.
I'm D.
I'm J. And you'll see the D next week.
I'm trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
All right, so this is that song. Stay down. Stay down, dog. Stay down.
Born in South Central, 1983. My mom and my daddy made me AG. My last name Barnes like the giant AG. And my first name John, cause my daddy named me after him. Tall and slim, gangsters grin. And I grew up the same way, thanks to him. He used to write my mom poetry. That became the flow in me, that one day overflowed out of me. From the page to the stage, felt like a billion days. But really, I did it all with skill and grace. My mama put art in my heart from the start, which plays a major part in the music that I chart. I thought that I would become an actor or a scientist. Here I am, a rapper selling rhymes to kids. I never thought that I would see the whole world. Now I got it in my back pocket to get my baby girl.
I just look amazed, thinking back to days. Growing pains, wouldn't have it any other way. It did the way I was set up. My people stayed down, never gave up. If I never had either one of you, I don't have a clue what I'd even do. Big fives and up to the most high.
My people stay down, never switch sides.
Black boy born in the 80s, remembering hearing black noise, boy. Shit was crazy, pops tried to put a record out. Found out I was on the way, he was stressing out. Till he got leveled out, had a plan, fleshed it out. Next thing you know, a junior entered the world. I'm the center, the pearl. Mama brung me out the church, I was stealing dollars right out of purse. Walkman, listening to DMX, Walker verse. Science fair, spelling bees, almost got skipped the grade. Grew my hair out and still couldn't get the fade. Girl said I look like Urkel with the thicker frames. Misbehaved, I was living in a different phase. Literally from the vicinity of pun. Got insufficient funds cause they giving me the crumbs. I found out that the industry is numb. Saw the world and I learned how to give it to my son.
I just sit amazed thinking back to days. Growing pains, wouldn't have it any other way. Credit to the way I was set up. My people stayed down, never gave up. If I never had either one of you, I don't have a clue what I'd even do. Big fives and up to the most high. My people stayed down, never switch sides.